harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very hearty welcome to all who are listening to the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We are indeed glad to be back with you on XEG. We're also grateful that more and more people have expressed how they receive a blessing from the Mission Trail. It gives us renewed courage as we prepare the message for each Friday night. Then, too, I want to say thank you in behalf of all of us to those who are helping to keep the broadcast on the air. May God's richest blessings continue to rest upon each of you tonight, wherever you may be. Now, for our thought at this time, I'm thinking of another warning given by the lips of the Master shortly following what is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount. If you remember last week, I spoke about the admonition which he gave when he said, "Beware of covetousness." Now, here's another beware found in Matthew 7:15. I quote, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." First, we should think of the importance of a soul. When Christ made the evaluation of that eternal part of man, he asked the question, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16:26. Now, the implied answer to this vile question, of course, is that it would profit a man nothing to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. But if it is so important for one to care for his soul, should he not beware or give heed to see that he is properly instructed in the Word of God? Jesus again spoke of a certain class of people. He said, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." See Matthew 15:14. Now, I would like to ask this question. If one was blind, do you think he would want another in the same condition to be his guide? Well, I am sure that any reasonable answer to this question would be, "Why, certainly not. I would rather have someone lead me who had good vision." And rightly so. I think it would be much safer, too. Now, in case you may be wondering just why were these leaders called blind, take a look at the 8th and 9th verses of Matthew 15. I quote, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now let me tell you right here and now that there are many religious leaders in the worldly-minded, pleasure-seeking, modernistic, so-called churches of today that are teaching the commandments and doctrines of men instead of the Word of God. These teachers are doing this at the risk of their own soul and also the souls of multitudes of those who listen to them. I'm reminded of a scripture which says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." Matthew 23:13. Now let me offer this little bit of personal advice to you. If you should find yourself unequally yoked together with unbelievers, see 2 Corinthians 6:14, or affiliated with those who disregard the teachings of the Word, and you find that they are seeking to replace God's own Word and Spirit with the rules and regulations of human organizations, and you further find that not only the members but also the leaders are guilty of openly violating the laws of virtue and godliness, and yet teach others that it is impossible to live free from sin in this life, then I suggest to you that you do exactly what this scripture in 2 Corinthians 6:17-18 says. I quote, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." But please do not misunderstand me. There may be good and sincere people who are endeavoring to do God's will, but they find that their teachers are more of a hindrance than a help. The modernistic trend is ever more and more toward human leadership and organization rather than the freedom of God's Spirit and Word. I would like to sing you a verse of song here, which I learned many years ago. Oh, how well I remember in those old-fashioned days when some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned ways. As an old-fashioned sinner, I commenced to pray, and God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. You like that song? Now, I just don't believe that God changes every time the fashions of this world change. It is true that many modern changes which take place are for the better, but there are certain fundamental laws of God which do not change. They remain ever the same. But do remember the text, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Let us pause for a moment of prayer. Our Father, Thou dost understand the desire of everyone whose heart is longing to do the right. Bless them and guide them into all the light of Thy Word, for Christ's sake. Amen. Here now is Frances, who has an interesting letter to share with you.
I am glad to be here with you on the broadcast. I want to say something about our Mission Trail messages that we send out every week to those who ask for them. We have our own printing equipment, and we do the printing ourselves. On one page, we add a little press time news, which is not on the broadcast. We believe this will be of interest to many of you. In fact, I have a letter here which tells how these dear ones are enjoying the printed copies. Perhaps you would like to hear this letter from Missouri. "Dear ones, greetings of Christian love. Trust this note finds all well and encouraged in the Lord. We are so thankful for the Lord and His dealings with us. Even today, He has touched our baby's eye that was injured, and we really appreciate it. Have meant to write for some time and tell you how we appreciate the Mission Trail broadcast. Then Vonda and Tommy let us read some of the Mission Trail leaflets, and we really enjoyed them, too. makes us regret that we even missed one issue, but guess we didn't realize what we were missing, so please put our name on the mailing list. Remember us in prayer, in Christian love. Thank you for this encouraging letter. If there are others hearing the broadcast who would like to have these printed messages mailed you each week, please send us your address. There is no charge. Or if you have a friend whom you would like to receive a copy, please let us know. I would like to add my testimony. I am thankful to be saved and living for the Lord. I count this a privilege. The Lord blesses us with many good things.
Thank you, Francis. I would like to explain that some may not realize we are printing these messages each week for mailing, but we are, and it is not much trouble to add another name. So let us hear from you. Also, if you have a poem which might be of interest, send it along. Then, here is a final song by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me.
Someone will get a blessing as promised by the Lord. Someone will then rejoice and happy be. Someone will be heartbroken and crying mournfully. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me. Who'll be the next to face eternity? When the day is come and gone, he will take somebody home. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me. Someone will be in sorrow, and tears will start to fall. No comfort, peace, nor happiness they'll see. Someone will have their troubles be filled with misery. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me. Who'll be the next to face eternity? When the day has come and gone, he will take somebody home. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me.
You're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have enjoyed this message, we would be glad to hear from you. That address again is the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock over XEG. Until then, this is Willie Murphy
and Francis
saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a pleasant good night.
To face eternity, when the day has come and gone, he will take somebody home. Maybe it's you, and then maybe it's me.